Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me as always at this time on a Thursday afternoon. How are we doing?
Great now.
Yeah?
Great.
All good. You are here to tell us, well, about some of the things, the big moments, and I suppose those moments too in pop culture that happened in this week in Throwback Thursday.
I guess the singing kind of gives away what we're going to chat about. Well, we're going back 38 years. The Phantom of the Opera, one of the biggest stage shows in the world, opened this week in history in 1986 in London is where it all started. The Andrew Lloyd Webber classic telling the tragic story about the soprano who gets deeply obsessed with the disfigured character who lives in the basement of the opera house. It opened in His Majesty's Theatre in London way back when, and COVID hit, and after 14,000 performances back in 2020, it had to close. It did reopen after that. So much so it was so big, also opened in Broadway, as we know, a massive show. Making $6 billion in total.
Wow.
A lot of money. 140 million people are said to have seen this show.
I'm one of them. And it's the first and only show that I've ever gone to see at the West End in London.
Okay.
So there you go. That's what attracted me over.
Just because of the West End?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I really wanted to see it. It is kind of, it's the big Broadway show, isn't it? Like, it's the probably one of the more popular ones, I imagine, most people.
It has it all, the singing, the theatrics, the works.
It is. It is absolutely fantastic. What did you say, $6 billion?
$6 billion is what it's made, and 140 million people around the world in 183 cities have seen this. No, so it's a massive show.
Absolutely. What else happened?
Yeah, let's go back 12 years when the Pakistan activist Malala Yousafzai, she was, a murder attempt happened on her life, survived an amazing assassination. She was on the way home from her exams in Pakistan when a gunman riding on a bicycle came up and shot her in the ear. And thankfully, she survived this. An amazing story altogether. She said in recent times her face is, her facial nerves are back 96%. One of the biggest media coverages ever. There was protests around the world after this, and so much so she's also one of the youngest people to ever win a Nobel Prize.
Right, she was 15 at the time,
wasn't
she?
15 she's years teenager, of age. Like, yeah,
gosh,
very young.
Unbelievable. This is definitely a song that I think I would say everybody knows.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you. Let me go, 'cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back.
He'd some amazing songs throughout the years. 300 songs altogether across 33 albums. And today we talk about the death of John Denver, who died 27 years ago this week in history. He was the massive American singer-songwriter back in the 70s. As I said, 300 songs he all wrote. He did pass away, though. He was flying a light home-built aircraft.
That was the mad part.
Yeah, it was.
Aircraft
he had
accident.
Only recently bought this of someone else who had built this from a kit at home. He'd only done a half an hour of checks, took it around, and unfortunately passed away. Quite a young age, and we're going back 27 years, the 12th of October, 1997.
What age was he roughly when he passed?
I say quite a young age, I don't have it beside me.
But it's 1997 that he died, in an airplane crash. That is one of those real late night ballad songs, isn't it, that people sing along to.
Absolutely.
At every opportunity.
But at the end of a wedding, at the end of a function, there's someone with a guitar and that song's going to be played.
I actually was somewhere, I better not say where, relatively recently, and there was a bit of a late night session and my friend actually sang that song as her party piece.
And it was probably a great party piece.
Yeah, and everybody knows the words and everybody sang along. It's a real sort of a crowd pleaser song, I would
it
say.
Is.
Yeah, there you go, John Denver. The miner's been rescued. How many years ago is this?
We're going back 14 years. And I feel this is one of those moments you always remember watching on the TV. For me, it was these guys coming out of a capsule from underground wearing sunglasses. A crazy story. We're going back 14 years. The 13th of October 2010, the Chilean mining accident happened in a cave, the San Jose copper mine. 33 men trapped underground for 69 days in total. But that happened on the 5th of August. We're talking about the rescue day, which is 14 years ago, the 13th of October. Watched by 5.3 million people around the world.
I remember this as a, well, I remember covering it in news as a news story. Well, I can't believe that's 14 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, 13th of October.
I would have said it was about 5 or 6.
2010. They were found after about 2 weeks where they were underground. Thankfully, all survived. They had lost about 8 kilos by the time they were discovered, and then it took another month or two for them to finally resurface. The procedure itself involved them getting strapped into a very small capsule, 53 centimetres wide, and took them about 9 to 18 minutes to surface to the ground. Great movie, Antonio Banderas, the 33,
haven't
if you're interested.
Seen it, yeah, it's, I mean, even actually coming up and producing the plan for the rescue operation, it's just unbelievable, isn't it?
When you think
incredible.
About it, having to drill, test mines and everything else to rescue 33 people.
Now, we all know this one, and it was, I think, registered. The copyright was registered on this week.
Thankfully, we don't have to pay royalties anymore for that. But it was registered this week in history, 131 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the, as Guinness World Records put it, the most recognised song in the English language.
In the world, yeah.
Has to be. It goes back to a song from Good Morning to All by sisters Paddy and Mildred Hill back in 1893. Back in the late 90s, Warner and Chappelle Music, they purchased the copyright. At the time, they had seen it kind of worth 5 million. They bought it for 25 million. And the idea was that until 2023, every time it was used in a movie, that they would have to, they would receive royalties for this.
Oh,
however, a judge over in the US back in 2015 ruled that filmmakers could put it in movies. It was now a public domain song. And that's what it is.
What a genius idea, you know, to like come up with the most world famous song. And it's literally 4 lines.
Yep.
What, 4 words per line?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
And then you just change out one person's name.
Like, it's pure genius.
Yeah. And they probably made a fortune.
Of course it is. Absolutely. I'm just so jealous to come up with something as amazing as that. This was the number one song in Ireland on this week. We don't know what year yet. Love this song.
It's also another end of the night song that people ballad out. Aerosmith there,
it's
I don't want to miss
songs,
a thing.
You know, when you've like, well, as you say, late into the night, you think you can sing.
Well, that's what everyone thinks they can
absolutely.
Sing. Same in the shower, you think you can sing, belting out Aerosmith.
Oh.
It was the theme song of Armageddon, the Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, NASA, the asteroid, all that movie. A massive song that was purposely for that movie. However, Columbia Records realised that it was a commercial success and released it in August 1998. That's the year. 26 years. Sorry, I forgot. I should have tested you. I'm getting too excited.
Yeah.
But a massive song all around the world.
It was pretty much spot on.
Do I believe you do have
I did.
You did. Just in case.
I did. I jotted it down because I was like, it has to be around, kind of end of primary school year is how I would remember it. This was number one, though, in the UK.
Do you know?
Cracker of a song, David Essex, Hold Me Close. It is, it's a nice
wouldn't be one of my ones like here.
Lots of people enjoy it.
I haven't a clue, like not an ocean. 89.
75, 49 years old, David Essex. It was produced by Jeff Wayne, War of the Worlds. And so much so, David Essex actually went on to have an acting career after his music career in the West End, in EastEnders. So he was, somewhat successful outside of music as well.
So that was number one on this week in the UK. This was number one in the US. It is a bit of a tune.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Now, dates and timelines are not my strong point, right? I haven't.
We won't hold you to it.
I'm going to say, I'm totally guessing, like 1990, it has to be earlier than 1990, doesn't it? Just be like 86?
88. 36 years yeah. when Red Red Wine came from UB40. A Neil Diamond song before, that was part of their covers album, Lover of Loves, and a great song.
Two things from listeners today on Throwback Thursday, right? Listener says, it was an Irish company based in Shannon that made the drill to rescue the miners.
Oh, wow.
14 years ago.
You learned something new.
And Owen has got in touch to say his claim to fame while working with Sony in New York and the US was that he was in the lift with John Denver. And it was a small lift as well, according to Owen. 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. As always, Kieran, thanks a million for joining us for a little trip down memory lane on Throwback Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.